We're going to remind ourselves here just for a few moments of where we come from and where we're going. Amen? Because we got to remember that. We got to remember not to dwell in it, but man, yes, He rescued me, you know? We said, He's all I need, Jesus. I'm telling you right now, folks, that's all you need is Jesus. I know you're looking at all the places right now for answers, but start with Jesus, okay? You try things on your own, you've tried them, and you fail, and you tried, and you fail, and you tried, and you fail. We've all been there, okay? But I'm telling you what, Jesus is your answer today. So sell yourself out to Jesus, okay? Look where you're at today, doing it your own way. Maybe not in the best spot, right? But you're trying. Well, let the Lord have access to your life. Surrender to Him today. Yeah, and we're all on even ground here. So I'm going to share with you a few scriptures today. Do you not bother trying to turn your Bible and keep up with me? I'm going to go kind of quick today because they're just a remembrance to you, okay? But we start off in Romans 3:23, and He tells us, every one of us here, we have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Okay? You say, well, why? Why did we sin? You know, why did God make it that way? I'm glad you asked that question. We get done, but in a couple of minutes, you'll find out why. Why we have sin in our life. And Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So, the sin nature we were born in, it's death. Death is the penalty for it, our body, our soul. But God offers a free gift through Christ of eternal life. In Hebrews 9:27, remind you, He says, as much as appointed for men to die once, and after this comes judgment. And folks, I'm telling you, every one of us sitting here will stand before God someday on a judgment day. Some of us be the beam receipt judgment, which is for born-again Christians. Those who reject Jesus will be the white throne judgment at the end of the tribulation, at the end of the millennium reign. But we're all going to stand there. So please, let this penetrate and remind you how far God has brought you. And if you're not with the Lord yet, not walking with Him yet, man, I want to encourage you today to seek Him while you still can. But in Romans 5:6, for while we were still helpless, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will hardly die for a righteous man, through perhaps for the good man, someone would even dare to die for him. But God demonstrates His own love towards us, and while yet we are still sinners, Christ died for us. Christ died. Christ took our sins to the cross. Amen? Amen. I want to show this briefly to you. I want people to get encouraged today because, you know, sometimes you're getting to the point that you keep trying to get back up again. But I'm going to show you one thing that the Master did real quickly. He was carrying His cross to Golgotha. He was going to go to be nailed to the cross and die for our sins. But His body got weak and weak. And next thing you know, He fell. Boom. He fell down. Man, He had the same type of body we had. We have today, okay? But His determination to do what God's called Him to do, the Holy Spirit strengthened Him. When He got back up off that ground, it wasn't His physical body anymore. It was the Spirit of God Himself, the Holy Spirit, inside of our Master that brought Him back up again. And He went to the cross and He died on the cross. And folks, I'm telling you right now, that's what we need to do. We need to let the Holy Spirit strengthen us. We're getting down. We're about ready to give up. We're struggling. Man, this is the 15th time I've done that. We're getting back up again, but you're getting back up still in some of the physical of yourself. Get back up. Just cry on the Lord. Lord, strengthen me! And He'll lift you back up. And He'll give you strength. And He'll let you go through this battle and defeat the enemy that's coming against your soul. He'll give that to you. To call upon Him. Surrender to Him completely. Because remember, He came down here for one purpose. That was to reconcile us with Him. And I'll tell you, He ain't going to leave you to the devil. You understand that? These torments that you might be going through, the struggles you're going through, you're trying to break some addictions or life things and stuff. You might be just... I'm sorry. You might just be the point like, man, I'm just going to coast out until I die. I'm tired of it. Well, God's got more in your life than just that. Understand that He's got more for you than that. He don't want you to have that. Man, He wants to strengthen you and raise you up to be all that He wants you to be. That's His child. You are a child of God. You see her today and think, well, you know, I don't have a very good name in the neighborhood, you know. name. You cannot get a better name than the child of God. Amen. Let it strengthen you that way. But he died. We're still sinners. He died for us. Now he says, I want you to live. Live as I do. And can you imagine carrying that cross and people in front of him making fun of him, sneering at him. Hey, I mean, insulting completely. And he's looking in their eyes like, I'm doing this for you, and you don't know it yet. You know, this is my love for you, and you don't know it yet. He didn't stop. He kept going. It was the love that he had for people. And he got that love through the Holy Spirit living in him to determine to go to the cross and do what he's called him to do. And folks, we're walking the same path today. Some of us have issues with people coming against you and stuff. Look at them. God loves them. They just don't know Jesus yet. He'll give us the strength to carry on exactly how he did. In Ephesians 2:8, he says, for by grace you have been saved through faith. And not by yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of his other works, that no one may boast. Nobody here earned your salvation. It's a free gift. I heard today there's 4,200 different religions in the world. But only one God gave their life for his people. The rest of them's got to do things. He also has a free gift of salvation. In John 1:12, he says, but as many as received him, to them he gave their right to become children of God, even to those who would believe in his name. Wow, that's what you are. A child of God. And if you're here today, you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you haven't received him yet, I'm telling you what, he's offering you an invitation to come and surrender to me. I'm not too sure about that. Well, it's good to be cautious. You don't want to jump into anything. But I'm telling you, we're having fellowship after the service today. Hang around, we'll talk, we'll share. I'm telling you what, God is awesome. God is awesome. In John 5:4 says, truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my words and believes him who sent me has eternal life and does not come into judgment, has passed out of death into life. Wow. Now also in John, I'll share with you, he says, now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you have come from God as a teacher, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with them. And Jesus answered and said to him, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So we're talking about getting to heaven, right? We're talking about having a relationship. Well, how do we get there? Can I give a big offering? Can I do this? Can I work my way to heaven? What can I do? He says, well, I'll tell you what, unless one is born again. Born again is a terminology that some people do not quite understand. And Nicodemus, he didn't understand. He says, well, how can a man be born again when he's old? He cannot enter a second time to the mother's womb and be born, can he? And Jesus says, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Wow. Born of the Spirit. You know? Born of water, boom, we're birthed. All ladies know about breaking water, right? When you're having a baby, us guys don't know so much. But he says the key is be born of the Spirit. How do we get born of the Spirit? Why do we have to be born of the Spirit? Well, as the disciples was witnessing Jesus, as he rose up from the grave, Jesus come to them and he spoke with them. And in John 20:22, he says, and when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. Born of the Spirit. Born of the Spirit. And you think, well, I still don't understand that. You know, born of the Spirit. I come to church. I sit in church every Sunday. And I love listening to the preacher. I love praise and worship. And you know, it makes me feel good. That's awesome. But he says, be born again of the Spirit. And the reason he says this, I'll give you a quick example. In Genesis 2:7, he says, "In the Lord formed man of dust from the ground." See, he had already made everything. He made the animals and the fishes and all them things and trees and seeds. And he had everything prepared. He prepared everything for mankind. And he said that God formed man from the dust and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living being. Then the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to cultivate it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "From any tree of the garden you may eat freely, any tree you want. But from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. From the day that you eat of it, you will surely die." And sometimes you say, well, why did God put the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the garden? But what God was trying to say, hey, listen, evil is already in the world. How can that be? Satan had already been cast down from heaven to the earth. And the earth was beautiful before, and boom, when he hit, and then one third of the angels, it made it a barren land. So God, from the garden, so we will make man in our image. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We're going to put them in that garden, and they're going to reproduce it, and this new garden will take over the whole world. I believe the whole idea God had was the whole earth would become into the Garden of Eden and be beautiful. But so I'll give you guys a warning up front. Eat from the tree of life. Otherwise, God's word is life. Amen? It is life. And eat from the tree of life. Don't, evil's already in the world. Don't pay any attention to the devil. I'm putting in Starkey's, breaking it down. Because it's like right now, saying, listen, guys, when you got that door today, keep your eyes on the Lord. Evil's already out there. Don't listen to him. If it's contrary to God's word, don't listen to him. And the devil come along, and he deceived Eve, what God has said. And Adam took a bite and fell into sin. To the moment that they sinned, death came upon them. It'd be like, I'll use somebody. Can you come down a second, Paul? Paul, you a second. I hope this will make, like, bring it all together for you today. I want you to stand over here, if you would, and face the people. Okay. So for a moment, I'm going to be God. And I'm going to form you out of the dust of the ground. I just took some of the stuff here. I won't put it on you. That dirt. That's what you're made out of, okay? Now, I've already made all the piggies and cows and chickens, okay? I'm going to form you in my image. And I'm going to give you authority over this whole place. You're going to be the junior god of the earth. But one thing that God did to Adam, that he didn't do to any other species he made, is that he breathed his spirit into him. So when he breathes into you, got the end of that, okay? Man and God is now connected. Understand? The Spirit of the living God, the God that created the universe and spoke this and spoke that and spoke this, is now living in man. He's a living soul, he says. All authority over here. Hey, whatever you want to name the animals, it's going to take place. You know what I'm saying? And all this and this. But I'm going to give you a heads up, man. I'm going to give you a heads up. Evil's already here. I cast devil out of heaven. He's down here. I made you in my image, give you my authority here upon this earth. What you allow will be done, and what you don't allow won't be done. But man, do not play with evil. Do not hang out with evil. Don't. See, I'm see that tree over there? That's a tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Do not eat it. Do not stay away from it. Okay? Oh. Well, it's not good for you to be alone. So here, I'm going to take a rib. There. Okay? Come on up here, Eve. And he forms woman out of the rib of man. And they have the, yeah. Amen. But see, they come together from his rib is that DNA already that God created with his spirit in it. Amen? Woo-wee! I'll tell you what. But here, he gave you charge of the garden. He said, man, do not eat from that. Do not let evil. Don't pay attention to it, okay? But here comes Eve. And the devil. Here, you be the devil a second. And you stand on the other side here, okay? He takes God's word and twists it just enough to convince her, wow. Oh, well, I think it's right. So what she did, she takes fruit and gives it to Adam. She was deceived, amen? He sinned. Amen. What a revelation my son Ryan gave me the last week. She was deceived. His job was, oh, no, woman, put that thing down. But no, he says, don't bother that. But no, we convinced. And what happened when you took a bite of it? And look what happened. God's Spirit left man. Why? Our God's love. Sin cannot be in the presence of God. If that sin had not left, if His Spirit had not left him, poof! Mankind, he no longer exists. Remember Moses? Getting the Ten Commandments? You want to see his face? Okay, I'm going to hide you in the cliff of the rock. Because if I go past you and you're in front of me, you'll burn up because carnal, simple man cannot be in the presence of God. But we know that John 3:16, that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that those who receive Him and believe in Him have eternal life. Jesus wasn't sent here to condemn you. He came to give you new life. So when Jesus said, man, you got to be born again, born of the Spirit, He said, man, when you cry out to me, when you surrender your life to me, say, Jesus, be my Lord, my Savior. Boom. What happens? The Spirit of the living God comes back into you. Back into you. Connection. Man. That's what He did to the disciples before He left. He breathed His Spirit into them. And now that we call upon the Lord, He'll come back and He'll give us strength. Now, Adam had the strength of Jesus, or God, but the Spirit, right? So he still got a free will. He still can end up falling away if you want to. But man, with those who call upon the name of the Lord, say, Lord, take me. Take my life. I'm tired of the way it is. I can't do it anymore. Come into my life. I surrender you today. Be my strength. Be my Savior. Woo! Be my conqueror. Set me free. Break the chains around me. I've tried it and I tried it. I can't do it no more. Boom! He comes into your life. Then the scripture says, listen, now be baptized and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. You have the Spirit of Christ in you, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one who wrote the Bible. Amen? Yeah. He overshadowed 40 or 50 different authors. So then you get the Holy Spirit, the author, living inside of you, that when you start reading the scriptures, you start getting understanding. And then you get strength. Yes. But it all comes down to this. We must be born again. Born of the Spirit. And He's inside of you. If you call upon Him, God, come into me. You're connected back with God. Amen. He's always loved you, no matter how terrible you was. I was pretty terrible one time. Shut up back here. But he wants everything. He wants a relationship with you. Satan was defeated at the cross. This torment that you're going through, that torment was already defeated at the cross. And once again, we have the power and the authority given back to us. But we speak His word out. We say, get behind me, Satan. He has to flee. God says, now draw closer to me. And resist that devil. Yeah, it's going to be a fight. He's going to keep coming out of the flesh once in a while. Amen? There's nothing wrong with it. You've been born again for 30 years. And you find, oh, I'm still going to the torment. You keep resisting that devil. You've got a new spirit. And that spirit, the minute that this body gives up life, boom, the Spirit of God returns back to Him. And it takes your soul with Him. That's why it says you've got to be born again, born of the Spirit. So be encouraged. Some days you wake up, you don't feel like a Christian, do you? That's okay. You're not really a Christian, you're a follower of Jesus. I bet Jesus had days he woke up like, whew. Okay, God, give me strength to do what to do. And we're the same way, guys. God, give me. All right, I go, oh, Lord, an hour and a half, I got family dinner. And give me strength. Give me strength to live for you and share the gospel, Father. And He'll do that. Amen. Amen. But I just want to share that with you this Easter and to celebrate what it means to be born again. Thank you very much. Because God has an awesome, awesome plan for our life. And it goes clear back to this one song we sang, He's All I Need. And when we get in our life and we allow Him to guide our path, He's going to take us where He wants us to be. Maybe some of the things we have in our life right now, we really don't need Him. And have to be removed. But He is coming back very, very soon. So please be encouraged. It's worth it. It's worth everything that comes against you. Every persecution might take place. Because soon we'll hear that trumpet sound. And we'll reunite with loved ones who went before us. In a place called heaven. But again, He brought heaven to earth. He gives you peace. He gives you joy and comfort. That this world won't give you. Amen. But today, as we gather here, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior and Lord, I got a lot of questions about it. That's awesome. I had a lot of questions too. Trouble with me, I was 43 years old before I asked the questions. But man, we're going to gather here and fellowship in a little bit. You're welcome to hang around. We'll have dinner. I'll talk with you and share what I can, the best I can for you. And then just know that God loves you very, very much. Amen. Amen.